You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Today, I want to talk about certified registered nurse anesthetists, or they are known as CRNAs. These advanced practice registered nurses provide anesthesia care in a variety of different healthcare settings, including labor and delivery, pain management, ophthalmology clinics, and plastic surgeons. And sometimes they are the only provider at a rural hospital. Nurse anesthetists became increasingly important for the armed forces back during the Civil War when they used nurses who were trained to take care of patients at the bedside and provide that comprehensive level of anesthetic care. An anesthesiologist is a different position because that person or professional has a medical degree or a licensure as an MD or a DO, and they specialize in anesthesia. But nurses who become CRNAs have to have achieved a bachelor's degree and have 3 to 5 years of experience in critical care. Now, I'm well aware of the path to nurse anesthesia because my husband was a nurse who practiced in MICU and CCU, or medical ICU and intensive care for cardiac. Then he applied when he was in the military for the Army Nurse Anesthesia Program. He underwent a very rigorous didactic class schedule and then preceptorship and clinical rotations to achieve his licensure exam and his master's degree upon graduation from that program. Now, nurse anesthetists have to have critical thinking skills and they have to be able to react because they're in situations where there are times when there are emergencies or there is something that needs to be done in the form of a tracheotomy or an IV or something that needs to be done for a patient. They are sometimes the one at the bedside. The American Association of Nurse Anesthetists believes that CRNAs can provide holistic patient-centered care and that they can solve some of the issues with disparities around anesthesia care. Because in rural communities, it can be exceedingly difficult to have the right type of expertise to care for patients when there are not physicians available. Now, my husband, when he was in the military, he was the sole provider of anesthesia care at a couple rural hospitals in Tennessee. He worked under the auspices of the surgeon. There did not have to be an anesthesiologist or a doctor of anesthesia at the site for him to provide care. It takes approximately 9,000 clinical hours to prepare to become a CRNA. They must be board certified in order to practice, so they must achieve and pass an exam. And with an average of 3 years of critical care experience before entering a nurse anesthesia program, they are really the only anesthesia staffed professionals who have in fact been involved in emergency situations prior to working as an anesthetist. There are about 500 anesthesiologists in South Carolina, and there are about 1,300 CRNAs. So as a person who lives in a state where anesthetists do not have the same privileges to provide care as a physician, I am a bit troubled. This year alone, there are numerous states that have put forth legislation to remove supervision of CRNAs, or they have added that they will collaborate. It is unfortunate that we have got to do this in our country because it costs more for an anesthesiologist to provide anesthesia than a CRNA. Now, there is statistically no difference in the risk of complications or the outcomes of patients when the care is provided by CRNAs or physicians, or CRNAs supervised by physicians. But when nurse anesthesia care under a CRNA is 25% more cost effective than the next least costly anesthesia delivery model, according to Nurse Economics in 2016, you begin to wonder why in predominantly rural and underserved, underinsured, and uninsured areas, there are not more CRNAs. CRNAs are recognized by Medicare for payment. They work in a variety of settings, as I said, and in many states, they are the sole provider. According to the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists, CRNAs are advanced practice registered nurses who administer more than 45 million anesthetics to patients each year. So the next time you are going into the hospital to have a procedure where there will be anesthesia involved, you might want to ask who is providing the anesthesia care. Because in the military and in the veterans hospitals, the VA hospitals around the country, CRNAs are the leading care provider. When I look back at some of the challenges that CRNAs have had over the years, it is quite amazing that there are still states that a CRNA cannot practice independently. If you live in a state that has a bill pending this year, please call your state senators and your state representatives in support of CRNAs having independence and no supervision to provide care. Some of the states that the bills have been introduced this spring and this session are Illinois, Texas, Michigan, Missouri, Arkansas, New Mexico, New Jersey, and my own state of South Carolina. We have to think about today the upcoming problems we are going to have with a decrease of nurses across this country as a result of the pandemic. Not only are we losing nurses because of the stress of COVID-19, we are also seeing a departure of physicians. Where does that leave us with the question of who is going to be providing care? Who is going to be at the bedside? Who has been at the bedside taking care of patients? Physicians and nurses alike. Healthcare is a high-risk workplace. The stress is exceedingly high. And as we have seen over the past year, it has become a dangerous job. We need to all be working together and allowing the nurses that are in the field to do the care they can and are trained to do so we can have a strong healthcare society and a strong workforce to be able to stay up on the latest healthcare system challenges and needs over the next few years. Think about it when you go into the hospital for your next procedure and realize that you may have a nurse anesthetist and an anesthesiologist involved. CRNAs are trained to provide anesthesia care and can do so safely. Be thankful that that nurse is sitting at the head of your bed with their hand on your shoulder during your next procedure. They are the ones that have the hands-on patient contact and are the ones that are there when you wake up. And finally, CRNAs are well prepared to be frontline in the healthcare field and can help in an emergency and works well communicating with all the resources that are necessary to provide anesthesia, pain management, and emergency cases. They have competencies that sometimes are at a higher level than many others because they do anesthesia every single day. They also are RNs and can take on an RN responsibility. And that is why I'm a proponent of CRNAs having independence in how they practice. They are responsible and accountable and can make judgment decisions quickly. Think about it and support independent CRNA work around this country if you live in a state that has limitations for their practice. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.